Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can always click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait@npr.org. While there, you can check out our blog, follow our Twitter feed, and find information about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago or on the road, such as our upcoming show in New Orleans, Louisiana, March 11th. Hi, you're on Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Judge Ann Siegel.
I'm sorry, did you say judge?
I did.
Oh, my gosh.
I do.
You judge. You are a judge and you do judge. Is it fun to be professionally judgmental?
Yeah, it's fun isn't the word. It's always interesting. You know, sometimes you just sit there and you think, what were you thinking? And it's very interesting. It's like night court, but it's during the day, and of course people do go to sleep.
And with pets.
It's like night court, but during the day. Well, Judge Ann, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Carl Castle is now going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. Your job, of course, fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of them. Do that, you'll be a winner. Here's your first limerick.
Please apologize after our fight, dear, and speak up, honey, so that I might hear. I am tilting my head, so I'll catch what you said. To say sorry, just speak in my...
ear.
Yes, but which ear?
It'd be my right ear or my left ear.
Well, right,
my right ear.
Your right ear, yes.
It could be your middle ear.
It could be your middle ear. Your lower ear. Scientists at the University of Valencia in Spain conducted a series of hearing tests on 30 young men. And they found that when they were angry, the men are much more sensitive to sounds heard through their right ear, strangely. Therefore, they concluded if you want to apologize to someone after a fight, you should always speak in their right ear. This, of course, explains why we've recently seen Rahm Emanuel standing or sitting to Obama's right at all times. All right, here is your next limerick.
When Earth's crust this big dino did tread, colored feathers did cover my head. Name callers injure, so don't call me Ginger, though the top of my head is bright.
Red?
Red, yes! Steven Spielberg is going to have to colorize the Jurassic Park movies because for the first time, scientists say they have discovered the color of a particular dinosaur. They're studying pigments found preserved with fossilized remains, and the University of Bristol scientists say that this shows that this particular dinosaur was, quote, covered in, quote, russet and orange feathers. Mm. It was a redhead. Scientists, however, still don't have the technology to say for sure if the carpet matched the drapes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I can't believe the scientists were snowed into thinking that was natural.
Yeah. An ancient Clairol bottle from the Jurassic.
I swear it was like this when I was younger. I just went with it.
Here, for you're doing very well, here is your last limerick.
While Jefferson honed his fine craft, founding fathers stood by and just laughed. Why, surely he jokes when he writes, "We the folks, we are glad it's just the first
draft."
Right. Archivists at the Historical Society in Philadelphia have known for a while about a partial early draft of the Constitution, scribbled on the back of another one, in the handwriting of framer James Wilson. Now one researcher has discovered what appears to be the rest of Wilson's version of the Constitution. It immediately became clear why it was Wilson who was not chosen to write the final draft. "Us people," he wrote, "want to make us a nice new country with laws and liberty and stuff. Plus lots of guns."
Congress shall make no law. You know what? Leave it there. They shall make no law. Hell with them. That's amendment number one. No more laws.
Carl, how did Anne do in our quiz?
Well, the judge is the winner, Peter. She had three correct answers.
Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for playing, Judge.
Thank you very much.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.